So all week long, we've been having this great roll call of the saints, this great communion of saints, these men and women who have exemplified heroic virtue and who the church presents before us as models, as examples of life, examples of faith, and to be intercessors for us. And this great saint today, Saint Jane Frances de Chantal, she was born in 1570, more or less. So in the historical world and the church, you know, the church is being destroyed, trying to be destroyed by the Protestant Reformation. Okay. You know, decades earlier, Martin Luther and Calvin and Zwingli and all of them were seeking to destroy Holy Mother Church, God's plan for salvation. And the Council of Trent took place. And then this counter-reformation, all of these great saints, men and women of all walks of life, at all places, heard the call and gave their lives to Jesus. And as we heard in the gospel, or in the opening prayer, St. Jane Frances had many walks of life. And in the gospel, it says, those who do the will of God are my brothers and mother and sister. So when we study the life of St. Jane Frances and we hear these things, we can say that she was motivated to do the will of God and however it was presented to her in that moment. Raised in a faithful home, however, sadly, her mother died when she was 18 months old, so she never knew her mother. Raised by her father, and again, a pious religious household. Married when she was 21 years old. She gave birth to 6 children. 2 of them died very early, infancy. And after 6 or 7 years of marriage, her husband was accidentally shot in a hunting expedition. And so became a widow, 28 years old, I think, 4 kids. Had to go live with her father-in-law so that she wouldn't be without any way to raise and supply her kids. Her children. She eventually heard the preaching of the local bishop, and they became good friends. He became her spiritual director. And then once her children were able to be supported by themselves, the two of them, this bishop and St. Jane Frances, founded a religious community for women who were a little bit older, not quite so strong in their life. And they were dedicated to the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, going out to the community to serve those in need. And so we have so many instances in her life where she could have turned and grown bitter, grown hard, but in every change, it wasn't instantaneously and it wasn't always miraculous, but she always sought God's will in everything. You know, that bishop that she became friends with was St. Francis de Sales, the great preacher who was preaching against the Calvinists in Switzerland. But they became great friends, and you can find their writings that as he was writing to her, encouraging her in these various stages of her life, challenging her to go deeper and deeper. And so when we think about the saints and the heroic lives they lived, sometimes it can be difficult to try to relate to them. But I think St. Jane Frances de Chantal, 500 years ago, she lived, more or less. But she has so much to teach us. And so we can look at the different parts of her life and maybe ask her intercession for the graces that we need today. Now, she didn't wait for some future time to be a saint, to say yes to Jesus. As life unfolded, she sought God's will. So maybe your mom died when you were young. Maybe you never knew your mom for some reason. Or maybe you are the mother who lost children. She can intercede for you. Maybe you were married and you Your husband died. You became a widow unexpectedly at a very early age. She could intercede for you. Maybe you've had to rely on your in-laws or some relatives that you didn't get along with very well. She could be an intercessor for you. Maybe you've reached beyond the peak of life, and you're in that stage where you're not quite so young or quite so healthy. She could be an intercessor for you. Maybe you have a desire to serve the poor and the needy with the corporal works of mercy. She could be an intercessor for you. So many things in her life come to the top. And as the opening prayer said, the light shines brightly. You know, Pope Benedict XVI said that the saints, he said, like the seafarers, the ship captains use the constellations to navigate their way through the rough seas. The saints, Pope Saint Benedict said the same thing. The saints become our constellations. Help us navigate the rough seas of life. And so this week, go back and look at the saints Mother Church has given us. And this saint today, Saint Jane Frances. You know, what a beautiful example of simple humility, accepting God's will revealed in the present moment. What a life-changing worldview this is. How easy it is to get caught up in the rat race, to become bitter, to be filled with hatred or anger because things aren't going our way. How easy it is to want to wait for some future time. Once so-and-so happens, then I will get my life together. And again, even for our parents especially, the friendship that she had with St. Francis de Sales, like yesterday, St. Clare and St. Francis of Assisi, these great spiritual friendships. So we can ask these saints for our children to have good friends and to be good friends. It's easy to feel alone and abandoned, like we're fighting a fight that we can never win. Christ has already won. The victory is his, and he shares his life with these saints so that we can be inspired to be saints ourselves. We pray for that grace to hear the voice of God calling us today, and with courage and humility, follow him wherever he leads.